Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame, responsible for the chaos here. Have a great visit with our good friend Chris Moscovides, the president of TMGE Media, a technology consulting company and cybersecurity expert. Cybersecurity Program Development for Business is his book, and a new one coming out. What's the title of the new book?
Privacy Regulations and Cybersecurity. It's coming up in a few months, and we're going to premiere it in your show.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. We expect that. So, Chris, I need your website, please.
www.tmgr, that's TonMaryGeorgeRobert.com, tmgr.com.
So check that out, folks. And as I always like to point out, his better half is our good friend Anna Murray, who's on the show on a regular basis as well. We get a twofer with those guys. Hey, Chris, perhaps you've heard there's an election coming up.
I've heard about it. Yeah. I'm not paying attention to it, but yeah, that's what I hear.
Are you worried that there will be now? There are two stories out there. There's the hype that the media is blowing around, and they did the last election, they're doing this election, about the involvement of Russia and let's say that, for example, in our election. And then there's the reality that they actually are playing around with our election. What is the story this year?
There is no doubt that foreign powers have been actively interfering with our elections and our electoral systems for many, many years right now. There's just no question about that. Intelligence agency after intelligence agency, independent consultancies, other nation states have confirmed the fact that there is foreign powers like Russia, China, Korea, Iran, that actively interfere through hacking and through social manipulation in our election. This is settled. This is not perhaps, this is not, I wonder if, this, none of that. Mm-hmm. We know that this is actually happening.
What are they doing? What are the deeds that they're doing?
This interference takes two forms. The first is straight up a technical form, right, where you actually hack into systems and try to exfiltrate data and then either release this data or use this data to your advantage. So this is straight up hacking 101. It's complicated. It's complicated and complex, as my wife says. And that involves state-sponsored hackers, right, to exfiltrate data that then you use for your own purposes. Then the second and most insidious way of doing that is taking advantage of our own polarization, of our own, at this point in the game, almost hatred towards one another. We're not sitting down talking anymore. We're sitting down yelling at each other. Mm-hmm. So they're taking advantage of this extreme polarization in this country and in other countries.
In some
and
ways.
What they do is they infiltrate social media and they start lighting fires on both sides of the fence. They'll create a group that is supporting the right and they'll trash the left, and then they will create another group that is supporting the left and trashes the right.
They'll
organize demonstrations in the same city and on the same spot by both groups just to incite violence.
Yeah, and so this is World War. This is a war, folks. This is a cyber assault that they're using on us.
That's right.
That we can't be naive about that. Chris and I've been talking about World War III for a long time now, folks. We're in World War III cyber war with these other countries, these other states, nation states, and we're not winning, are we, Chris? We're losing.
No, we're not winning, and we're not going to win unless we as individual citizens wake up. We need to wake up. It's not the media that's going to wake us up. It's not the politician that's going to lead us out of that. It's not a government agency or a university that's going to lead us up. We have to wake up and recognize that all the crap that you read on the internet is just that.
Yeah.
You need to be highly critical
Stop
of everything
it.
That you read on the internet. You need to confirm
How about
it. You
stay
need to
off
be your
of social media
journalist.
For a month? How about this? How about stay off?
That would be a most beautiful thing.
Get off of social media.
Turn the thing off.
I'm saying it. Get off of social media for a month. Swear off for a month. See what
happens.
You
got it.
You'll sleep better. You'll
exactly.
eat better. You'll have less ulcers. And they're coming
yeah,
after us,
and
folks.
And probably more sex.
They're not just trying to affect the election. They're trying to affect you and me and our and how we behave in the election. These countries, China,
That's
Russia,
exactly right.
North Korea, Iran, those guys. Hey, Chris, thank you for being here. Good job. Come up, keep up the good work and come back soon.
You got it. I will be heard right there.
Chris Muscovites, ladies and gentlemen. TMG Media, eMedia, TMGEmedia.com is the website. Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.